all things considered, pretty good. You know, you get a chance to watch tape and you can be pleased with the way they played. Obviously not pleased with the outcome, but most certainly pleased with the way we tried to do things. We did some of the things that we wanted to. We worked on all week. There were some changes that we implemented, and some paid off, some of them didn't. You know, obviously we'll go back to the drawing board as far as those things are concerned, but we most certainly will continue to look at ways to get better.
Go ahead.
One of the changes, one of the major changes was, you know, you kind of almost eliminated the zone read rushes yesterday. How did that?
Well, I thought it helped, and at times, though, I think we could have used it. I mean, in retrospect, and again, hindsight's 20/20. Believe me, we can all see clear. But when you look at it and you go, okay, you know, maybe this might have been a good opportunity to do some of the zone read, some of the read option stuff. And other times, they probably wouldn't have been good spots. But I think with what we did and gave ourselves opportunities, that was good. The disappointment, obviously, was getting down in the red zone a few times and not scoring touchdowns. We had a couple opportunities that we missed, obviously, and, you know, those are things that we've got to continue to work on.
Philosophy, is that a game plan going in that you're not going to go to the zone read even though you think it could work?
Well, I think some of it is, you know, we're going to see what else could work, you know, what our other options are. And so that was one of the things that we decided, that we wanted to try and do some of these things and see if these things were good enough to help us. I think as we continue to go on and evaluate this week and look at our opponent, we'll most certainly look and see if those things can help us, if running the zone read helps us, if running, you know, quarterback under center helps us.
Kicking the field goal at the end of the first half, haunt you? Was that
No. You know, the one thing I had the benefit of is the pregame, going out and watching the kickers and seeing how hard it was trying to kick the ball 50-plus yards and watching the ball get pushed all over the place. And that's where my decision came in. The one thing I'd hate to have done is take a shot at a kick like that and have the kid miss it and really, I guess, play with his head. That was my thing. If we had gotten inside of 50 yards and I'd have felt comfortable with it, I would have most certainly done it. I guess if you really think about it, you could say, sure, why not take the shot? But you could also say, why not take the shot with a Hail Mary?
What was the message to the team after the game?
Well, I mean, it's unfortunate, obviously, but we just got to keep pounding. I mean, you got to keep at it. We did the types of things that we need to do to give ourselves the opportunity to win. At some point, somewhere along the lines, we'll get that opportunity and we will win. But, you know, right now we just got to stay the course. We got to keep working, got to do things the right way, keep practicing like they have, keep the commitment like they've done. I mean, this group has been committed. Last week was a good week in spite of everything that happened on Monday. And we've got to have the same kind of week as we get ready for Washington and then so on and so on.
A couple of your defensive backs yesterday talked about staying in that cover two on that final drive, even though they were having
right.
success. Did you ever think about calling timeout, regroup? I think you had one left.
Well, we did have one left, and I think when you look at what they were doing, for what they were doing, I think the defense we were in, the defenses we called, gave us the best opportunity for what they could potentially do. Now, would we have liked to tighten the coverage up? Yes, we would have. We'd like to see the corners come up a little bit more, the safeties come down a little bit further, a little closer, and take the shot. But based on what they had done their previous games, when they've been in 2-minute, based on those route combinations, that's why it was called. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, as I said, you know, hindsight's 20/20. But, you know, at that point, you want to give yourselves the best chance. And some of the things that we did, I thought, gave us the best chance.
What happened last week, and you talked about job security and all that stuff. Losing the way you did, is that a concern?
No, it's not a concern. I'm like I said, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm being evaluated, but right now that's something I can't be concerned with. If you start worrying and playing for certain things and for the wrong reason, you're not going to give yourself a chance. So I'm not going to worry about that. And, you know, when the moment comes or the time comes to be concerned or not be concerned, then I'll go from there.
You mentioned the evaluation process, and I know the team is always looking to evaluate the trade deadline right around the corner. Without getting into specifics, are you guys considering making any moves?
No. I mean, we've got to you know, sit here and see if somebody does call, but, I mean, we're not looking to move anybody or send anybody away or try and get anybody out there. I mean, there's, you know, I don't think we have a lot to give in terms of trying to trade for players. You know, but right now we're going to go through it and stay with where we are, see what happens.
Ron, teams apparently have called about D'Angelo. Can you discuss his specific situation?
I have not discussed with anybody. Okay, that's probably a question for Brandon Bean.
Given where D'Angelo is and his role in this offense, do you think it might be better for both sides if you had an offer that was decent?
Like I said, I'm not going to discuss that.
How difficult would it be to pull off a trade right now without Marty in the building?
Well, I don't think it's going to be very difficult not to. I think we have the people in place that can do this. So we'll just, like I said, though, that one's not for me.
How's D'Angelo handling this new role?
I thought he's handled it very well. I mean, he got an opportunity to get in there and play, and he ran hard, made some positive yardage for us, did a nice job with the protections. He chip blocked one time on Melton and put him down. I mean, he's a pro. And, you know, and I can't say enough about his attitude, the way he's come in practice. He's been good at practice. So I think it's one of those things where sometimes guys also take a step back and look and say, let's see what happens.
Did you sit down with him, you know, one-on-one
before you
made
the change? Yes, I did.
You were satisfied with how that went?
Yes. I mean, like I said, I couldn't be more happy with the guy's attitude come Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I thought he showed up on Sunday. So, and I didn't think there would be.
The nature of the close losses and the way this team has lost some games this year, how much are you coach and how much are you counselor to some of these guys to keep going?
Well, it's hard. I mean, it's hard on everybody, not just for myself, but for the coaches as well as the players. And it's all part of it. I mean, it's, you know, at some point you like to believe it that something good would happen. Well, we're going to make a play. We're going to do something that's going to clinch it for us. And you'd like to say, you know, last week was a great week. The week before was a great week. And, you know, now all we got to look forward is towards Washington. And we can hopefully get that and get it going and win. That's the bottom line.
How did the switch with Bell and Byers go in your
career? It went well. You know, the one thing, again, is, you know, playing the two inexperienced guards is tough. We've had to make some adjustments in terms of protections. We had to make some adjustments in terms of some of the running plays we had. And the biggest thing, obviously, is those guys just have to play and gain experience. That's the biggest thing. But I thought Byers came in and was scrappy and fought. I don't necessarily agree with the holding penalty they had on him in that one play, which is too bad. But I thought he fought. Amini still is a work in progress. You know, for a rookie, he's making some young mistakes, but as he learns and when you see him flash and do the things that he's capable of, you get excited about his ability. So it's there. It's just a matter of experience.
Do I have any friends and family northeast right now? And Sandy's coming.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's a scary situation for the people we know up there, and, you know, just praying and hoping everything works out.
Guys end up on the injury front. How's DeJuan?
Pretty good. The only one major concern, obviously, is going to be DeJuan with the sprained ankle. And, you know, we did miss him down in the stretch in the fourth quarter. You know, we'd love to have had him inside with the push.
How critical was it late in the game not having those two timeouts you had to use early in the half?
I don't necessarily think they were overly critical. I mean, the situation was, you know, we drove it down and kicked a field goal, and, you know, they moved the ball a little bit. You know, you could have thought, you know, the thought could have been, hey, maybe we can use these timeouts here, save some time in case they did make their field goal attempt, and then maybe we had time to try and get into field goal position. So those are always possible.
What was the breakdown in each of those situations where you had to call them?
Well, what happened was we brought a guy in on in one situation to exchange personnel, and somebody didn't get the message. One of the players that was supposed to come off didn't come off. And then, you know, we had to get them off. And then the other one was we had a player come off without letting anybody know he was coming off. And, you know, you can't do that. You've got to understand that you don't, you know, unless somebody's exchanging for you, or you got somebody's attention, just don't run off the field. And we had that.
What did you see as far as execution in the red zone when you were looking at film?
I think missed opportunities. You know, I think it's probably the biggest one. You know, we dropped a pass. We had a guy open we missed. A couple times we missed a couple blocks. I mean, there were some opportunities, most certainly, but, you know, I thought our guys gave themselves a chance. The big thing is we've just got to execute.
There was a red zone play Steve was crossing open and Cam threw high. Was he hit on that play or just didn't connect with him?
No, he didn't connect with him. What happened was he got rerouted. Steve got rerouted, had to come down underneath inside, and then had to try to break back to his level. And I think because of that, Steve didn't get all the way back to the level he needed to be, and that was tough because, you know, they're inside. We call him a middle plugger. He's the one that rerouted. Brian Urlacher forced Steve to come down inside as opposed to just staying on his line.
He was open.
Yes. Yeah, if we could have connected, obviously, we felt like we had a chance.
Seven receivers targeted eight yesterday. How have you seen him progress in finding other reads and other?
Well, I think the big thing is he's getting more and more comfortable with reading, obviously, with what people are trying to do and the way people are trying to defend him this year. The thing that he's learning is to go through his progressions even better, and you do see it, especially on tape now. You see him starting to go. Probably one of the best plays I thought he made yesterday was when he threw the check down to Jonathan Stewart for the first down. It was a third and eight. We were backed up. Cam came out, looked downfield, looked through the middle, then went to the side, and then went right down to the check down. Jonathan caught it and went the 8 yards for the first down. So you're starting to see that type of progression in terms of his development, which is awesome. I think he's taken some steps. I think this week was a good week for him. I like to believe he's handling it really well. And, again, we got a chance to improve this week.
Still planning on bringing up Geddes this week?
Well, we've got until I believe it's Monday. I believe we got until then, so we'll see as we go through the rest of the week.
Would that be a straight swap for another receiver?
Not necessarily. You know, we've got a couple positions still we're looking at, obviously, and we'll make that decision once we get to that point.
Where does Armani stand if that were a move?
Well, we'll see. Like I said, you know, we've got some other positions we've looked at as well.
You said last week more than likely you would put Geddes on the 53.
Yes, more than likely. Okay.
Coach, before you go, with the losing streak going the way it has gone, have you changed routine with the guys? Have you tried to shake things up? I mean,
yes,
superstition.
Well, I wouldn't say for superstition. I just think that, you know, sometimes you shake some things up, do some things a little bit differently, and you know, I we changed some things last week, and we'll continue to look and see what else we can do to help ourselves. Again, you know, play the way we did offense and defense, you get 410 yards of total offense, hold them to 210, I think it was, something like that. You give yourself an opportunity to win. You win the time of possession, battle, all that good stuff. The only thing we didn't do well is we didn't do the red zone as well as we would like to. I mean, that's the way you look at it. And then obviously the last part of their two-minute drive. You know, could we have done some things different? Probably. Could we have played it different? Probably. But, you know, as I said, it's easy to look back now.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, guys.